What do you put on your hook when you go fishing?
Worms.
What kind of worms?
Worms that grows in the ground, lives in the ground.
Yeah.
Earthworms.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you can buy minnows, little minnows, and put on them for fish bait.
What do you call that hard shell thing that pulls
the turtle? I've got one that stays in my, out in my carport.
Is that right?
Huh. And I'll go out there, and you know, he won't really take his old head in. And he'll turn to one side and look at me. I'd say, one of these days you're going to get in my way and I'm going to run over you when I come in here. And then you'll be a goner.
That's right.
Won't be my fault. And he'll look at me and first thing you know, he'll turn his head and amble off. I believe he knows what I'm talking about.
He might. What do you call that thing that's like a turtle but they just live on dry land? They don't ever go in the water.
Terrapin.
What do you call those little things that you can find in the creek or in a, well, wherever there's water, and they've got little pictures on the end, like a lobster. Look like a little lobster.
Not a terrapin, but a...
Kind of an ugly white color.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get a piece of bacon, you know, and put it on a string.
Sure, and catch them.
Yeah, catch those things. Mm-hmm. And pinch you, though.
Crawdads.
Mm-hmm. That's what we always call them.
Isn't that funny you forget?
Well, if you just haven't seen a crawdad in the last couple of days, it's not something you spend a lot of time thinking about. You know?
No telling when I've heard that word either.
Yeah, right. What do you call that thing that flies around in a candle at night in the elite holes in your wool clothes if you aren't careful?
Yeah, a moth.
Okay. And if you have one, that's a moth, and if you have two, you say, oh, look at those two.
Moths.
Okay. And
plural.
Yeah. Those things that fly around at night and flash their lights off and on. What do you call
lightning bugs.
Okay. And what do you call those long, thin-bodied things, and they have two sets of wings, and they hover over water? They get that long, but their wings
are
small.
You're not talking about grasshoppers, of course, no.
No, it's not like grasshoppers.
I don't know what they are.
Big wings.
It looked like a katydid or something.
Well, they're not fat like a katydid. They're skinny, long skinny. They eat other insects, I think. And they
I don't know what you're talking about.
Some of them are blue. I've seen blue ones. Blue ones are pretty ones. Well, if you think of it, you stop. What all kinds of flying, stinging insects are there besides wasps?
Well, there's yellow jackets.
Yeah.
Wasps, and then there's dirt daubers. And they don't sting, but they'll bite. They don't hurt. I mean, you think you're stung.
Yeah.
But they'll bite.
Huh. I wonder if that's what I sat on one time. I said to my friend, will that bite? And she said, no. So I sat on it. And it bit.
Oh, mercy.
It was bad news. What do you call those things that fly around at night and they bite and get it?
Red bugs.
Okay, now do these fly around or do those live in the grass or
no,
what?
No. They don't fly around.
Yeah?
They're just little insects.
Yeah. What do you call those things that make a bite like red bug bites?
Mosquitoes.
Okay. What do you call those things that they'll gather up in the corners of those houses?
Cobwebs.
Okay. What do you call them if they're outside? Do you call them anything different?
They're still cobwebs.
If you have to pull up a tree stump, you have to dig around it and cut the what?
Roots.
Okay. You're talking about maple trees, you know, that they get the syrup from. What would you call a big bunch of those trees?